Flying to some faraway destination isn't the only way to take a break this summer. Instead, Dave Jookum, a mechanic from Wisconsin, is building an airplane from the ground up. This is Jookum's 7th airplane, and rather than flying the planes, Jookum says building them is how he gets away.
The aircraft I'm building this summer is called a Sonics. It's very relaxing for me. My goal is to build a very safe, but also very good-looking aircraft with a high level of craftsmanship. And I get an extreme amount of pleasure out of finishing each individual part for the aircraft.
When you're building a sheet metal aircraft, you're constantly putting it together and taking it apart. I'm going to have to put this whole piece together and apart probably 4 or 5 times before I'm ready to actually do the final riveting.
You're working with it so closely, you can look at the same mistake day after day and not really see it. And as soon as someone points it out to you, it's, you know, you slap yourself across the head because you realize that it should have been really been quite plain to you, no pun intended. I distinctly remember I was probably 07 or so, playing outside on the farm, and a bomber came over very low, and it created quite an impression on me, and I've just been fascinated with aviation ever since. I have a saying, if anything jumps more than or gets more than 2 feet off the ground under its own power, I like it. When I was in high school, my senior year, I did look into joining the Air Force. I took all the tests and so on, but I never actually signed on the dotted line. Instead, I ended up going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and spent 2 years going to Spartan School of Aeronautics. I learned how to fly while I was at the airport fixing small aircraft. If someone told me today that I could never fly an airplane again, I could live with that no problem. But if someone came to me and said I could never build an airplane or work on an airplane again, that I would have a little bit of trouble with. Initially, I estimated 800 to 1,000 hours. I'm pretty much on schedule with that at this point. I know my way around the shop a little better than someone who this might be their first major project. So I suspect I might even beat that time. I hope to actually have the first flight approximately 1 year from now. And there's always the next airplane project. And there will be another airplane.
David Jookum lives in Chilton, Wisconsin. This summer, he's building an airplane. In the coming weeks, we'll hear from other Americans about their summer projects.